listen in on the party line, the Monticello party line, with Sarah and Maggie and Laurie and Paul, and Russell and Curly, Louisa and Law. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello, from Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain. We're friends on the party line.
Yep. Hello.
Oh, hello. Is that you, Clem?
Well, I'm the guy they most generally refer to as such. How are you, Curly, old boy?
Oh, just fine, thank you, considering.
Considering what?
Oh, considering what day it is.
Well, what day is it, for Pete and Pitty's sake?
Why, Clem, it's the first day of the last week of the first month of the year 1939.
Take that slow. It's what?
Huh? Oh, well, I just mean, here we are in the last week of one whole month gone out of the year already. And what have I accomplished?
Say, did you call me up to tell me what day it is, Curly?
Huh? Oh, no, Clem, I should say not. I was really calling up to ask if Agatha's there.
Oh?
Sarah wants to talk to her.
Okay.
All right, Curly, that's fine. Thank you.
That's all.
Hello, Aggie.
Clem, give me the phone.
Here you are.
Yes, Sarah. What in the world is all this foolishness the boys are up to?
Oh, I suppose they're just playing a silly little game of some kind. How are you?
Oh, just fine.
Aggie, I was kind of interested to know if David Hunter and Christy Warren got to meet each other.
Me too. Especially with David thinking that Christy was some kind of an old freak instead of a lovely young girl.
It would be kind of cute if he was to take an interest in her now.
Oh, Sarah, there you go, getting romantic again. Of course, I guess it'd be only natural if he took a fancy to Christy. She's so pretty and sweet.
Sarah and Aggie should know that to David Hunter, Miss Christy Warren, even now that he knows to be a beautiful young lady, still remains a source of tremendous annoyance. We'll take a look backwards to Friday's party at the high school, but first, party liners, today I want to particularly talk about children. And when I think about children, I always think about our most famous party line mother, Louisa May Carter Turner, and her little twin babies. So when I decided to talk about children this morning, I called Louisa May on the party line and ask her whether she wouldn't say a word about how the twins are getting along. She's on the line right now, I think. Are you ready, Louisa May?
Yes, already, Ken.
Louisa, how are the twins today?
Oh, they're just fine, Ken. During the middle of last week, though, little Timmy wasn't feeling well. He seemed to be getting a cold, so we immediately called Dr. Dale. The first thing he asked, of course, was whether little Timmy had been regular, and suggested that maybe a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin might help. Well, I just smiled and I said, Doctor, I've already given Timmy a spoonful of syrup pepsin, and you won't have to worry about that. Well, with the doctor's help, Timmy is perfectly well again. And I feel our household owes a lot to syrup pepsin, because it has played its part by helping to keep every one of us regular. I heartily recommend Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin to every party line mother with a family to take care of.
Well, thank you very much, Louisa May, and I'm sure every party line mother will take your advice to heart. Syrup Pepsin Party Liners is ideally suited to the needs of every member of the family. Get a bottle of this remarkable medicine today, party line mother. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. Now for that party at the high school last Friday. We'll look back in time to the moment when the party at the high school gymnasium was in full swing. Since this is a faculty and alumni dance, former students of Monticello's high school are here by the dozen. Among them, of course, are people we know very well, graduates of recent years. Laurie Ellis Parker, Louisa May Carter Turner, and Louisa's husband, Ted. And these three are gathered in a corner of the gymnasium, talking and laughing.
Isn't this fun? Seeing all the old faces again, just as if we'd never been away.
Well, we haven't been very far away. We see the high school building every day of our lives, and have ever since we graduated.
Oh, I know, but think how far our lives are from what they used to be when we went to school here. I mean, being married and having babies and keeping house and everything.
Yeah, I was just thinking, life sure is different than it used to be.
Oh, dear, I hope you don't mean it used to be more fun, Jenny.
Why, shucks, honey, I guess you know better than that.
Oh, of course she does. It's perfectly true, though. Life was just as different in those days as if it were another world.
Class of 33. Just think. And now it's 39.
Oh, my. You say that as though it were 1999 instead of 39. It's only 6 years, Louisa.
Oh, yes, I know. Only 6 years. But now we're old married folks, and the twins are 2 years old.
And you don't look a day older than you did the day we got our diplomas.
Oh, Lori.
I think she looks younger. You girls wore longer dresses in those days. Now the short dresses will make you look even more like a couple of kids than you did then.
Isn't he sweet? Oh, Teddy, you're a darling.
The perfect husband and party escort. He isn't like Paul running around with all the pretty girls he's met tonight.
Oh, as if Paul... Oh, look. Look, here comes Christy Warren.
Oh.
Yoo-hoo! Christy, come over here.
Gosh, she sure looks good, too, doesn't she?
Doesn't she look lovely? Hello, Christy.
Hello. I've been looking for you people for hours.
Hello, Christy. Sure is nice to see you home in Monticello again.
Oh, you cute thing. What an adorable dress. Did you get that in the East? Let me feel. Is that a real hope in the skirt, honestly?
Oh, Louisa May, you haven't changed a bit.
That's what I was just telling you.
You've been having a whirl for yourself this evening, Christy. I'll bet you've danced with every man in the play.
Oh, that's no more than right. This is the sort of a homecoming for Christy.
Oh, Christy, have you met him?
Has she met whom, Laurie?
Well, wait till I tell you. Christy hasn't met David Hunter yet, and she's made up her mind he's a terrible old fossil, the meanest man in the world.
Oh, Christy, you haven't.
Why, gosh, David's just a young fellow, and he's an awfully nice guy.
Just wait till you meet him, Christy. Oh, where is he anyway?
Oh, I've met him, all right.
You have? Well, weren't you surprised?
Isn't he simply beautiful?
Oh, I don't know, probably very nice looking, but I think he's one of the most conceited and impossible people I've ever met in my life.
Why, Christy.
Oh, she doesn't mean it. She's just being funny.
Why, shucks, Dave is a good guy.
Maybe he has a dual personality. I found him very disagreeable and unreasonable, and I think he finds himself very clever and amusing.
Oh, Christy, you don't mean that.
I most certainly do.
Well, we'll fix that. You just don't know David. Oh, where is he anyway? Let's get hold of him.
Oh, don't bother, please. I haven't seen him, and I hope I don't. I'd like to enjoy myself this evening.
Oh, what the idea. We can't have you feeling that way about one of our very best friends. Teddy, have you seen David anywhere?
No, I was wondering where he was. I don't think he's here.
Not here? Oh, well, he must be.
He certainly should be. He's a faculty member and one of the few who cares to dance. Why, it's his duty to be here.
Look, that wouldn't be him over there, would it?
Where, honey?
Over there next to the girl in the red dress. No, not there. Over this way, honey.
Oh no, I don't think that's David. I was wondering. No, that isn't him either.
Well, he'll show up, I'm sure of that. And then, Christy, we'll... Well, for goodness sake.
What's the matter?
Well, where's Christy?
Christy, where...
Why, gosh, where'd she go?
She must have wandered off just this minute while we were talking here.
Yeah, she certainly disappeared completely in the crowd.
Well, that's kind of funny. Say... Do you suppose she was scared we'd make her talk to David Hunter?
Oh, that might have been so.
I don't think so.
Out of the gymnasium and up the silent hallway of the high school building to the second floor goes Christy Warren, a graceful, almost unreal figure, like something out of a dream, walking noiselessly along the deserted hall like a spirit come back to visit childhood scenes. As Christy nears the end of the hallway in the wing of the building where her new office is situated, the sound of a typewriter, inexpertly operated, comes to her ears.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
What? Oh, I beg your pardon. I mean, good evening, Miss Wharton.
Good evening, Mr. Hunter. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were here or I wouldn't have disturbed you like this.
Well, now, what do you think of that? Evidently, I have a noiseless typewriter here and never knew it. I had a crazy idea that this thing echoed all the way down to the first floor. And apparently, you didn't even suspect that anybody was here.
I was thinking about something. If I heard the typewriter, I didn't realize it was coming from this office.
Oh, no, of course not.
Besides, I thought you said you weren't going to be here this evening. I mean, I thought you said you were going to be at the party. I certainly wouldn't have come up here.
That's perfectly all right. I believe I did say I wouldn't use the office tonight. In fact, I guess I told you I'd have all my stuff cleared out of here.
Yes, you did.
Then you may remember that you said you wouldn't have time for anything so dull as work today, getting ready for the party and all that sort of thing. I see your preparations were well justified.
My preparations?
I was paying you a compliment to the outfit you had for me. Very nice looking.
Thank you.
Do you think you'd hate to take it away from the scene of the festivities? Surely all kinds of people must be looking for you down there.
I suppose that would be in the nature of an invitation to leave, Mr. Hunter.
Oh, not at all. Why should I ask you to leave? It's your privilege to ask me to leave. After all, this is your office.
That isn't doing me a bit of good.
Of course, if you came up here to work, I might point out that the place hasn't been dusted for quite a while. I'm afraid you'll spoil your rather impractical working clothes.
I didn't come up here to work. I came up here to find some powder I've got in one of the desk drawers. I forgot my compact this evening.
Well, then let me get out of the way. I didn't realize this was a dressing table.
Never mind. Don't get up. It isn't important at all. I'll borrow some from one of the girls.
Now, don't be silly. You go right ahead and get whatever you want.
I'm very sorry to disturb you.
That's perfectly okay. Think nothing of it.
I'm sure it was...
Well, not bad. Bad. The mice must have carted off your powder box. It doesn't seem to be here, does it?
Perhaps I took it home. I was rather sure I had it up here. I'm very sorry to have bothered you, Mr. Hunter.
Oh, please don't apologize so profusely, Miss Warren. It was really very nice seeing you.
Mr. Hunter, before I go, I'd like to tell you a thing or two.
By all means, won't you sit down?
No, thank you, I won't. I just want to tell you that I think you're one of the most unpleasant, disagreeable, conceited people I've ever met in my life.
Thank you.
You should thank me. I'm telling you this for your own good. I think you could probably improve yourself without half trying. For one thing, get over the idea that there's nothing in the world so important as work. It's all very fine to be devoted to your teaching and your research and whatnot, but it becomes ridiculous when your work's so important you haven't got time to live.
Where have you read my death notice, Miss Warren?
Don't be silly. The very fact that you made such a terrific affair of giving up your office showed me right away you were a person who had a sense of values all twisted around, as if your office were so terribly important. You've made all the little externals and accessories to your work more important than the work itself. As if you shouldn't be able to work at the kitchen table at home if necessary. Why, you'd think your brains were left behind in these walls, the way you acted about giving up this place when I came here. Why, I could understand it if you were some old fogey who'd been here for 100 years. But for a man of your age, really, it's absurd. And I think it's a shame. That's why I'm taking the trouble to tell you, for your own good.
Are you just about finished, Miss Warren? Otherwise, I think I'll sit down. I find I can listen to lectures more attentively when I relax.
I'm quite finished. And I suppose it hasn't done a bit of good to talk to you. But now I've got it off my mind, good night, Mr. Hunter. I'm going downstairs to enjoy myself at the party. And I hope you have a lovely time with your amoebas and microscope and chemical formulas. Good night.
Good night, Miss Warren.
What would you make of that party, Linus? Whose round would you say that was in the battle of David Hunter and Miss Christy Warren? Would you suppose by any chance that Christy suspected that David was working and went up to the office on purpose? Party line, Mother, I know that the problem of keeping the children healthy these days isn't an easy one. These are the days when schoolrooms are crowded, when it's cold and wet outdoors, and when colds threaten. Your own doctor will tell you that your child will be less susceptible to colds when resistance is highest. Your doctor will also tell you that a part of keeping resistance up is to see to it that the child is regular. Regular habits of eating, plenty of good regular sleep, and a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound when inner workings are out of kilter are the way to keep your children regular and their resistance to colds highest. Get the big family-sized bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin today, Party Line Mother. It's an ideal help for every member of the family. And so easy to measure to suit the individual need because it's a liquid. Your own druggist has Syrup Pepsin ready for you now. Tomorrow, an unexpected development in the story of Christy Warren and David Hunter. See you on the line tomorrow, and in the meantime, watch your health!